This morning, we're being joined by Victoria Means with Cass County Public Health, talking about a program that's available for older Iowans here in the area to help them guide through some emergency and disaster type situations and planning for those. Victoria, thanks for joining us this morning.
Yes, thank you.
Well, let's let them know a little bit about what Disaster PrepWise is.
Yeah, so Disaster PrepWise is a program designed for older adults to help prepare you and your household for emergency situations like natural disasters, fires, tornadoes, floods, all those things, even more than that. And it was developed here in Iowa by the researchers at the University of Iowa College of Public Health. And every 22 seconds, a disaster emergency situation occurs, and older adults are the most vulnerable.
And yeah, I mean, those situations that a lot of us, I guess, probably should think about, not just necessarily older adults, but maybe they have a little bit more difficulty with and in handling all those things once that does happen. It's nice to be prepared, and this program helps them kind of develop some of those things to have in place to be ready for it.
Yeah. So the program, we have five like steps that we take when working with the program. So our first step is talking about a person and household assessments. So we're talking about like alerts and warnings. Do your smoke detectors work? Do you have them where you need them in your home? Emergency alerts. How are you getting notified of disasters that are going to happen? Not even just like potential tornadoes, but how are you going to get notified of extreme cold and other ways that you need to be notified of these? Are you using website, TV, radio? Are you able to evacuate if you need to, leaving quickly, shelter in place, transportation, where are you going? Do those people know you plan on coming over? Sheltering, again, do you have a place? Do they know you're coming? Does your home meet sheltering at home? Step two is a personal emergency network. Who will you go to for help, transportation, shelter, evacuation? What kind of needs do you have that we can help with your own personal emergencies? Step three is emergency information and important documents. So your own personal information, what do people need to know about you? Your doctor, your hospital, your pharmacy, your medications, your insurance, all those important things. Step four is talking about medications and medical supplies, any sort of adaptive equipment that you may need. And step five is emergency supply kits. So do you have a go bag or do you have things at home to shelter in place? Whether it's a tornado or whether it's a blizzard or a flood, do you have things at home? If your power goes out for a long time, do you have everything you need? And then there's also special considerations that we take into account. Is there anybody in your home with dementia? Do you have pets or service animals that need to still be taken care of in a disaster?
It's probably a lot more to think about than any of us imagine.
Yeah. So I went through the course. Kind of, we get to do it on our own before we really get trained in it. So then we can start asking questions with that too. And I was like, my house is not prepared, and that's not great. I'm in charge of little ones at home, and we're not ready.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not good. Yeah.
Sometimes even those simple things, you know, you hear it all the time.
Right.
But do you actually get it ready?
Right.
Do you know where that flashlight is?
Exactly.
Do you know
if you have batteries in that
yes.
flashlight that are going to work?
Yes.
Right. Yeah, I definitely have taken more steps after doing this myself, even though it's not geared towards me. It's geared towards older adults. I mean, emergency planning is for everybody. Mm-hmm. So after this, I've also started talking to my children more than I have in the past. What's the plan if there's a fire? What mm-hmm. do we have like for a night like tonight when there are possibilities to happen? Are we prepared?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the things that you started off with there, too, was, you know, talking about evacuation plans and sheltering. Mm-hmm. And obviously, when you think about an older adult, that may be more difficult depending
Correct.
On their mobility. So
right.
it's something extra
right.
to think about.
Sheltering in place. I mean, can you get to the basement or where can you get to safely that you can shelter at home? And yes, getting out of your home. Where can you get and where can you go if you needed to shelter somewhere that's not even your home? Yeah.
Yeah, and I just attended the Storm Spotter training that was here in the county
yes.
this last week, and that's one of the things that they talked about. The gal that was giving the presentation mentioned that her folks, you know, they live somewhere. Well, they don't have a basement. They don't have
right.
anywhere to go. So
right.
they have some neighbors that they're good friends with, and when those times come, they go over, they have game night. They
yeah.
go to their house and spend some time.
Yes, that's great. But that is where the conversations need to happen, that they know you're mm-hmm. going to come over and that's a great plan. And if if you don't have somebody like that that's close by that you can't get to as easily, do you know where you should shelter if you don't have a basement, or if you can't get to the basement, or if it's not safe for you and you can't make it down steps, where else in your home should you be sheltering? I mean, those are all the things to have in your mind before the sirens go off.
Well, and hopefully that's maybe an advantage that we have living where we do. Having more of that sense of community, maybe it's a little bit easier to make those connections or find people that are willing to help you out or help a neighbor out.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, I've talked with people many times throughout public health programs, and everybody has someone. Often they just don't always necessarily talk about those personal things, but there's somebody there that they're like, yes, okay, I should go talk to them. Yes, they're in my life. I know they would help me and I would help them, but we've never truly talked about it.
Yeah, another thing that was in that list there is, you know, having some of that information kept in a good, safe place as far as some of your personal documents and things that you might need in a disaster.
Right.
Unfortunately, I've had some close family members that the last couple of years went through the flooding that happened in Southwest Iowa.
Right.
And that's just something that, you know, immediately you think about, man, they lost so much. Did you have something somewhere that's going to give you that information you still need?
Do you have copies of all of those really important documents? And I'm not saying that, like, you need to have ample amounts of copies and just have them everywhere, but a copy is somewhere secure that you can get to if you need to go out of the house because there's flooding. Yeah, because then you have a copy of it and you can call all the people, get all the cards and anything else important that you need replaced. You have all of that information all together ready to go.
Yeah.
I was like, we talk about go kits a lot. And so that's just one of those things. Yes, like, do you have, I mean, not just... like in the Midwest, I feel we talk a lot more about fires and tornadoes as options. And we don't talk about having a go kit for some of those other emergencies when we need to leave the house.
Yeah, it can be just as unexpected sometimes. You don't realize it.
Right.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be running around the house trying to get everything you need and make sure you have all those papers. Like, you just don't always have time for that. So having it all ready to go is one of those things. So we talk about it. And after we do all of this, any action steps that we've decided we need to take after this, I have printouts of everything that you either need to do or get together. Like, we talk about having all of those, like, kits necessarily, like, for your basement or a first aid kit. I mean, I have Band-Aids, but are they really in the basement where I could use them? Not necessarily. So there's places where it says I have it, I just need to get it in a kit. So, like, extra batteries, are they, and do you check them enough to know that they're good? So, like, that's something, too, that, like, you probably have, you just don't have it where it should be for a disaster.
Yeah, and that may be one of those things you have to revisit once in a while, too.
Yes. Yep. It's one of those things you should be looking at fairly regularly. Any sort of food that you have, batteries, are they all good? Is anything wet? Is anything expired? Do they still fit? Is the light going to work if you put batteries into it, or do you need to replace that? All of the things should be looked at regularly, yeah.
Okay, so if folks want to get involved and find out this information in this program, how are they going to do that?
Yeah, so this is not like a class setting. We could probably do that if people really wanted. Otherwise, it gets to be very one-on-one because we talk about so many like personal things. It's hard to talk in a class like who's your person you're going to talk to. That's harder in a class setting. So we do this one-on-one, but anybody at Public Health, we can do it, but you can call me and I can get that appointment set up. My number is 712-243-7443.
And I'm sure if they just have some general questions too about, you know, what maybe they need to do, or if they've been through this program or something similar, and they're just kind of checking and making sure they're checking off the boxes, you have those resources.
Sure. Yeah, we can. Yeah, we can meet for that too and make sure that everything's good to go. I will say one thing you can do right now to help prepare for alerts is to get signed up for Alert Iowa, and it will help you for emergency alerts straight to your phone. That can be your cell phone, your landline, any way that you want to get a hold of that. You can go through the website. I have helped a couple people through that before too, but that website is smart911.com, and you can get Cass County and Atlantic specific information sent straight to you.
That's a good reminder. Yeah, and they certainly, if they need that help, please reach out. I know that of course, Cass County Emergency Management, Mike Kinnon's pretty good about trying to get that information out too.
Yes. Yep.
And if you need some help as far as, you know, maybe programming a weather radio, I know they're always kind of lead you in the right direction for that kind of stuff too. So, yeah, lots of things to think about. So, yeah, if they're interested or they start to think about this now that we're getting into the season where we're experiencing some severe weather, then certainly welcoming them to reach out to
you. Yeah, this is a great time to think about it here in April with the all of the things that we now start thinking about here in the Midwest. So yeah, reach out. We can meet and have a nice little session. Anybody in your household that you want to come and hear the conversation together, or you can do it yourself and then take it home. Like I said, we have printouts of everything that we've talked about, and you get to take it home. So you can go through it with the people that you now are going to talk to verify that it's okay. And that they're on your plan as an emergency. They should know about that. And so we take it all, so we can even make copies for them, anything like that.
All right. That's a lot more information there for you about Disaster PrepWise with Cass County Public Health. Victoria, thanks for letting us know what's going on.
Yeah, thank you so much.